Meisters, Perk Alf, Mishnah Dalad. Uvayorek, and with vegetables, hakishuim, cucumbers, vadaluim, gourds, vavatichim, melons, vamalapafonois, cucumber melons, hatapuchim, vaesrogim, and also by apples and esrogs. All of these, chayovim, gedolim, uktanim. In other words, you have four vegetables that are not similar to other vegetables, because these four vegetables are chayv and meisters, even when they're small. And we've said earlier that fruits are mostly chayv only when they're large. Mashenkin, these two fruits, and we have an apple and an esrog, when they're very small, they're still edible, and they're still chayv and maestros. Now, we also said by Yerek that they're chayv when they're small, because they grow right away. So it could be that these type of yirokos, cucumbers, gourds, and things like that, usually you would think they're not like leafy plants, leafy vegetables that, you know, as they grow, you can eat them. Mashenkin, these, they're similar to fruits, and one, I guess, would think that it's only chayv and maestros when they're larger, because it's almost like a fruit, you know, the consistency of the vegetable. Nevertheless, it's chayv and maestros even while they're small. So when is one chayv and maestros on these? Specifically, if we focus on apples or an esrogim, when would one be chayv and maestros? So the Mishnah Rishonah says, and it's his understanding of the Rambam, it means that when you can recognize the fruit itself, if you can recognize the apple or the esrog, then you're chayv and maestros. L'chor, what that means, and the Mishnah Rishonah says this too, is that's the budding of the fruit, not the full ripening, but once the fruit buds and you can recognize the fruit because it buds, which is called chanota in Lashon Chazal, then you'd be chayv and maestros on apple and esrogim. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the previous Mishnah, and now here the Mishnah is trying to bring the same kash up on the Rambam, that we know that when it comes to the cycles, the yearly cycles of Shemitah, the thing that determines what year a certain fruit is chayiv, whether it's Meiser Sheni, whether it's Meiser Ani, whether it's Shemitah, how do you determine the year of the fruit? It goes after Chanata, which is when the fruit buds. But in these Mishnayos, we're not dealing with the years, where rather the question is when is something chayiv and maestros? When is it a fruit to be chayiv and maestros? So an apple and an esrog, actually, it's the same thing. Chanata, the budding, which is the thing that determines what year it counts towards the Shemitah cycle, whether it's considered part of Shemitah or not part of Shemitah, or the other maestros, is the same thing that determines that it's considered a food now, legabi maestros itself. So let's say, for example, a carob. So let's say a carob buds in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. That means that once it's chayv and maestros, it's maeser sheni, because it's the second year, not the third year, which would be maeser ani. But when is it actually chayv and maeser sheni? When is it actually chayv and maeser sheni? That's only when it has dots on them, like we said earlier, when it's ripe. But before that, it's not even chayv and maestros. The problem is, the Rambam puts the two together. The Rambam says that all of these shiurim and these mishnayos, it sounds, this is the way Reb Kiva Eger learns in the Mishnah Rishonah, all these shurim, like the dotted on the carob, for example, that's also going to determine the year of the maestros. Everybody asks, how could that be? The year of the maestros is a different question than when something is chayiv and maestros to begin with. I'm only bringing this up because these two, esrogin and tapuchim, so far seem to be the only two fruits that have the same simin for both determining the year of the Shemitah cycle and if it's chayiv and maestros as well. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon Poiter es esrogim bekotnim. Rabbi Shimon paters an esrog while it's small, because he held it is inedible to eat them small, and it's not considered tchilas an oichel, and the Rav says the halach is not like Rabbi Shimon. And the Mishnah ends, hachayiv b'shkedim hamarim, when you're chayiv, or the time that you're chayiv, by bitter almonds, because one would eat bitter almonds in the beginning before they grow, but when they're large, you're potter from maestros, because they're not fitting to eat, potter b'mesukim. So that same stage, the smaller stage, you'd be potter from sweeter almonds, because when sweeter almonds are small, they're not eaten at that point. Hachai b'mesukim, potter b'marim, and vice versa, the chiyuv part, the chiyuv simen of mesukim is when they're large, that's when you'd chayiv on sweet almonds, potter b'marim. In that stage, when they're large, you'd be potter from bitter almonds, because at that point, bitter almonds, once they're fully ripe, they're inedible.